Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has confirmed that the government may put off a decision on how to fund new nuclear reactors for the power utility ČEZ by extending the lifespan of the Dukovany power plant by 10 years. The news has brought a cautious response from ČEZ and criticism from the opposition benches. Daniela Lazarová has more.
The Czech government was to have come to a decision on how to finance and build new nuclear reactors at the Temelín power plant by the end of the year, and companies from Russia, the United States and China were eyeing the possibilities of winning the highly lucrative contract. However, the country's biggest expansion project, aimed at phasing out coal-burning plants and reducing carbon dioxide emissions, has got stuck on the question of financing. ČEZ has balked at starting a tender without receiving state guarantees for the massive investment, while Prime Minister Andrej Babiš believes the power utility, which is 70% state-owned, can handle the project by itself. However, minority shareholders, who are afraid that expenditures of that size would significantly impact dividend payouts, are threatening lawsuits. According to Industry Minister Marta Nováková, buying them out is the most expensive option and the least preferred, while the government still wants ČEZ to at least participate in financing the new reactors. One alternative discussed at the last government session is to put off the thorny decision by extending the lifespan of the Dukovany plant by 10 years beyond 2035. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš.
The cost of a 10-year extension for Dukovany would be 20 billion, while a new reactor would cost 200 billion. So we must carefully consider all the alternatives.
ČEZ issued a statement saying that expanding Dukovany's lifespan was a possibility, but that much would depend on future regulatory and economic conditions. The head of the State Institute for Nuclear Safety, Dana Drábová, was less convinced about the wisdom of procrastinating.
The government is merely shelving the problem. Of course, there is the possibility that the energy sector will undergo such a radical transformation that a new reactor will not be needed. I would only welcome that, but no one knows for sure that it will happen.
President Zeman, who has long advocated the need for new reactors, has criticized the decision. His spokesman said the president was surprised by the turn of events since there had been a clear commitment to making a decision by the end of the year, and no mention of another alternative had been made at the last meeting of energy experts at Prague Castle. Meanwhile, in an interview for Bloomberg this week, Industry Minister Nováková said there was no question that nuclear power stations would remain part of the country's energy mix, since the Czech Republic couldn't meet the set environmental targets without them. The question is not whether, but when, where, and how many reactors the country will need, she said.